Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Newman. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Chip Hale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rick Aguilera. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Lansford. The throw from Harper and he is out, Newman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Newman hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Parker strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hassey strikes out. Harper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hassey out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 0, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harper for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin hits a pop-up towards short. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McGuire moves to third. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGuire scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive towards short. Newman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Backman bunts towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Canseco for the out. One out. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McGuire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gallego is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chip Hale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford moves to third. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newman for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0-for-2 in the game. Hassey strikes out. one out. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. McGwire hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Harper reaches second base with a double. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallego hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lansford hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Puckett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Puckett. Lansford moves to third. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Welch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Newman for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Honeycutt now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hassey is 0-for-3 in the game. Hassey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 2, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.